Welcome to the Natural Health 365 podcast, natural solutions for everyday problems. Are you looking for natural health solutions? Visit naturalhealth365.com for a free subscription to our newsletter, free shows, plus some great gifts. And now, here's your host, Jonathan Landsman.
All right, thank you for joining us. Our show today, Healthcare by Americans for Americans, how to opt out of Obamacare. Even the mainstream media admits the reality of Obamacare is a total failure. Aetna, one of America's largest healthcare insurance companies, is stopping its Obamacare expansion plans and may pull out completely very soon, with expected Obamacare losses at around $320 million by the end of this year. Several Obamacare co-ops have failed due to financial problems, premium costs are soaring, and the penalty of being uninsured is going up and up. Today on the Natural Health 365 podcast, I want you to know that there is an alternative to being involved with the dying sick care system. I personally have never wanted to buy so-called health insurance because I would never use their services. So what if there was a way to get together with other Americans that truly care about their health, help support one another, and never have to pay a penalty for being uninsured again? Would you be interested? Well, I've got some great news for you. There is a choice. And today, we'll talk about what I personally got involved with, and I think you'll really like this program. I'll introduce you to a pioneer in the medical cost-sharing industry. He is literally changing the way Americans think about paying for their health care. But before we meet our guests, I'd like to thank our sponsor, Livon Labs, makers of the highest quality nutritional supplements on the market. The difference is in the delivery system. To learn more, visit livonlabs.com. That's livonlabs.com. And now please join me in welcoming Dale Bellis to our show. Dale, welcome.
Jonathan, thank you so much for your invitation. It's a delight to be with you.
Hey, it's great to have you as well, Dale. Why don't you tell us a little bit more now about Liberty HealthShare? A lot of people have not heard about it, but they really do need to pay attention.
Now, Liberty HealthShare is a nationwide nonprofit association of men, women, and families who gather around a common cause, and that's to share in each other's medical expenses when they occur. And we assist and help one another to pay those costs, and we do that without the aid of an insurance company or the government. Just a systematic way to meet healthcare costs, and we're not insurance.
Dale, how long has it been around? Just so people have a little bit more of a background. I mean, it's an amazing concept, right? And people are so indoctrinated into thinking health insurance, you know, traditional kinds of stuff like that are just the only way to go. How long have you been around?
Well, the concept of healthcare sharing has been in existence for decades. It was at the passage of the Affordable Care Act in 2010 that I got hit with just a ton of bricks saying there's got to be a way for the ordinary American to meet healthcare costs without the intrusion of the federal government. And I had been engaged or involved as an employee with one of the first healthcare sharing groups that ever began. I had been administering healthcare plans for employers for a decade or more. And I just launched Liberty HealthShare as a reorganization, a rebranding of an existing healthcare sharing ministry that had been in place since 1995. So Liberty HealthShare has only really been sharing medical bills with members for the last 3 years, but it's been an amazing and astounding success story.
You know, Dale, I don't know about you, but I just find it really, as a side note, really surprising that on a national level, we don't hear about this more. I would imagine the simple answer in my mind is that it's being suppressed. But so many people like myself, you know, running my own business and being penalized, the government telling me I have to get health insurance, theirs preferably. And if I don't, you've got to pay a fee or what they might call a tax or a penalty or whatever word they want to use. And I'm actually paying the government for not having what they want me to do. I mean, imagine if I could have my own business mandated across the United States that everybody has to tune into Natural Health 365, and if they don't, they have to pay like a penalty if they don't do that. It's like
crazy. A mandated monopoly. Thank you.
So why don't we talk a little bit, Dale, about what exactly medical cost sharing is? Please explain it.
Sure. It's just a simple concept. Let's assume for a moment that you were a part of a community generations ago, the way healthcare used to be paid for, and you'd go to your local church or community center and say, I have a medical bill. And the community who supports you would walk up with money, hand it to you, a sufficient number of people, and you'd pay your bill as a part of that community support. We just simply expand that concept of neighbor helping neighbor. In our case, member assisting member, throw in a technology, we connect people across the nation, and we participate with each other on a monthly basis, sharing in each other's medical expenses.
I just find that this whole concept is so beautiful on so many levels. That's why I decided to sign up myself. There'll be a link below this recording. If you go to Natural Health 365 and you click the podcast and you find this show about healthcare by Americans for Americans, you're going to see a link right there. It'll directly take you to a page where you can sign up and ask for information to be given to you. And we will have a representative contact you. But Dale, I got to tell you, the concept is so beautiful because, like you say, it's about people helping people instead of what I'd never liked about for years, which is what I talked about at the beginning, paying into a health insurance type thing, which to me wasn't even health insurance. It was a sick care system. And I would be doling out thousands of dollars every single month for my family to be insured, quote unquote, never use the services and never want to. You know what I'm saying, right?
Absolutely, I do. It healthcare sharing arises out of a Christian tradition of people helping people. We've just simply launched Liberty HealthShare using that model of mutual assistance, mutual care, based upon shared values and beliefs, and making it available and affordable for all. We do not intrude on individual faith choices. We just simply say, if you agree with our shared values, then we may very well be the kind of people you want to hang out with. So come on in.
I've signed up and I am so happy to be a part of something like this, thinking that I'm helping others and how those people, like all of us here in this group, would be helping each other in case we were to need it. And I also tend to think that a lot of these people do have more of a health conscious oriented slant, if you will, to the way that they live their lifestyle. Is that fair to say? I mean, what are the demographics, you know?
We do attract health conscious individuals, and I wouldn't say healthy people, but health conscious. That is, they want to take charge and control of the care of their health. If we truly are creatures created by God, then we have a responsibility to care for this physical body. And that just makes sense logically in terms of lowering healthcare costs. And health-conscious people tend to go to the hospital fewer times, either and recover more quickly, access conventional care differently, and so our costs are lower. And so health-conscious people do have lower costs.
Yeah, we're going to be talking about in the middle part of this program, and then towards the end, some very interesting information, including how this would cover integrative functional type medicine, which I know a lot of people in our audience, they're really into that. If, God forbid, something were to happen to their health, this is where they would tend to go. So we're going to cover all that. But first, I want to thank our sponsor one more time, Livon Labs, makers of the highest quality nutritional supplements on the market. The difference is in the delivery system. To learn more, visit livonlabs.com. That's livonlabs.com. Dale, let's talk a little bit more about how this medical cost sharing program really works. And like I said before, Dale, a lot of people listening to this program, you know, they're not really running to the conventionally trained family physician. You know, they're thinking of more a doctor of osteopathic medicine, a chiropractor, a naturopathic physician, people like that. Does it cover integrative type medical practices and testing and things like this?
Well, the beautiful thing about healthcare sharing, Jonathan, is our members decide among themselves as to the kinds of guidelines we will establish for the bills we share in. and our members vote every year on different aspects of the program and decide to expand the if that's their interest. Our members have decided that naturopathic treatments, chiropractors, and alternative medicine is a successful way of meeting healthcare costs, so we share in those expenses. And it's just a part of the natural process of addressing our healthcare needs. We submit those costs and we share in them.
You know, Dale, a lot of people are typically used to these healthcare, and I don't even like to say health insurance, but this sick care insurance model where, you know, and a lot of people, I would even say, venture to say, have no idea. They get blindsided when something actually bad happens to them, how little that actually covers them. But what I'm referring to is these deductibles. This is something I happen to notice with the plan that I'm involved with now with you guys, is that the deductible is not $1,500, $2,000, $2,500, and it seems to be going up and up and up, right? People are paying all this money in traditional, typical health insurance plans. They're not getting anything covered when they really need it, and the deductibles are huge, and they still have copays. What's the story with the copays and deductibles and things like this?
Yes, we have decided among ourselves to share in those costs that begin after $500 for a single, $1,000 for a couple, $1,500 for a family, and we don't count more than three for a family. So once that bucket is filled in the year of a membership, then we start sharing 100% of those costs up to $1 million per incident. And an incident is any medically diagnosed condition receiving treatment, like you have a broken arm. That's a incident. All the doctors and all the medicines and et cetera associated with that broken arm is an incident. You have a heart attack, that's another incident. Kidney stones, that's a third incident. So we share 100% after what we call that annual a shared amount, up to $1 million per incident.
It's just fantastic. And technically speaking, I want to make one point really clear. And it's an important one, Dale, that I know you want to communicate to everybody listening. And that we want to talk about this as not health insurance. Can you please explain what that means?
Sure. We are a totally different premise. We've abandoned health insurance and its contracts of indemnity. Instead, we commit to one another to care for each other in community. And so it's a voluntary, cooperative association. And our motivation is because we believe God's placed us here on this earth to help those who have a need. And so when those needs are presented, I share in those expenses. Should I have an expense, those members are there to share in my costs. And so it's reciprocal, it's mutual assistance, mutual aid.
We're going to be talking a bit now, getting into Obamacare. I know a lot of people have heard about it either being Obamacare, Affordable Care Act. We've got the United States presidential debates going on just recently before this broadcast, and we've been hearing them talk about it. One person wants to get rid of Obamacare. The other one wants to expand it even more. We're going to talk about that a little bit more. And also, you know, are these ministries that we're talking about today exempt from the fine? I mentioned earlier how I was very upset that with traditional health insurance plans, if I didn't have one, which quite honestly I didn't have for decades, I was being fined now in the last couple years. And in this year coming up, I was going to have to pay even more money. I didn't like that at all. That's what motivated me to look into this health medical cost sharing program. So we're going to talk about those things towards the end of this program. But finally, one last time, if it wasn't for our sponsor, Livon Labs, makers of the highest quality nutritional supplements on the market, this program would not be possible. So I want to thank them. The difference is in the delivery system. To learn more, visit livonlabs.com. That's livonlabs.com. Dale, let's talk about the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare. What do you talk to people about when it comes to this topic?
Well, built into the Affordable Care Act is an exemption for health care sharing. There's like five criteria for what a health care sharing ministry is, which simply means we help each other. And that criteria we meet, we've been recognized by the Health and Human Services. So that simply means that our members are exempt from the requirement to have insurance and are exempt from the mandates of the Affordable Care Act. And so on both sides of that equation, we fulfill the requirement. Actually, we were exempt from the requirement to have insurance. There's a form that we fill out, send in with our taxes every year. It's a simple form that says we're a healthcare sharing member, and it makes us exempt. And then the mandates, we set our own rules, create our own guidelines as to the kinds of bills we'll share in.
And so, Dale, the bottom line is for a person like myself who does have a plan and has already enrolled and very happily involved with it, just to be clear, I will not have to pay a fine as long as I keep this kind of a program. Isn't that fair to say?
That is exactly fair to say and correct. We are exempt from that requirement to have insurance, and so therefore we're not subject to any fines.
And Dale, like we were talking about before, you've been around for several years now. However you want to talk about it, for those people who, again, might be a little concerned still, it's the first time they've heard about this, how stable an organization you are and what you've been able to develop, I'd really like for you to speak to that. How many people are involved? And I can only imagine, because I can see all the people, since we've just put up a simple banner on our website before doing this program, I cannot believe how many people nonstop I hear that are opting in. We're getting that kind of response. They're putting in their name. They're asking for information. It's just nonstop every day. You must be seeing in the last year or so a tremendous surge in interest in us. Can you speak about the numbers a little bit?
Yeah, we are growing at about 2,000 households every month. We currently have 30,000 households, that's 75,000 individuals from every state in the union, and just growing dramatically. It's a grassroots movement of people taking charge of their own health care.
Dale, I know it's a tremendous amount of work. I know you travel quite a bit. I know you do a lot of programs like this. I certainly do appreciate your time today. For those people who are listening to this program and simply want to learn more, that's all it is. There's no obligation. I would just personally encourage you to simply fill out the form. The link is available on the page if you're listening to the show here at Natural Health 365. If not, no worries. If you're listening to this download, a podcast, you know, and you're in the car or at the gym or wherever you are walking around listening to this, just simply go when you get a chance to naturalhealth365.com and click the banner you'll see there to opt out of Obamacare. There's a banner there. It'll take you to a page where you just simply enter in your name and email address and phone number and where you're from in the United States. And somebody will definitely get back in touch with you within 24 to 48 hours for sure. And please, we've actually heard that people, believe it or not, in Canada, Australia, all these different countries around the world, because we're in well over 30 countries throughout the world, they're asking for information. Dale, maybe you could help me out a little bit. This is not for anyone outside the United States, is it?
Interestingly, Jonathan, it is. It's immaterial as to where you live. We do not limit it to U.S. citizens. So, in fact, because we're on the internet, that's the basis of our interconnection with one another. Medical bills can be submitted anywhere from the world, so long as it's in English, and members can reside in any country. And so it's unconfined to just the U.S.
Oh, wow. I just learned something just now. Please forgive me, everybody. But, you know, that was the bottom line. What I was really thinking about, though, was in terms of the, you know, the Obamacare mandates and the fines, you know, obviously someone outside the country doesn't have to pay that. But that is great to know that if you're outside the United States and you want to be a part of this community, be sure you fill out your information so that somebody can contact you. Dale, I know you're a very busy man doing a lot of this kind of work. I do appreciate your energy and your time. Thank you so much for spending time with us today.
It is such a pleasure, Jonathan. Thank you for the opportunity, and just may your tribe increase. Thanks for your enthusiasm and participation. Thank you.
The show was brought to you by NaturalHealth365.com. Are you looking for natural health solutions? Visit NaturalHealth365.com for a free subscription to our newsletter, free shows, plus some great gifts. Thank you for listening, and be sure to join us next week for another great show.